That's a sukkah. Perek Aleph, Mifni Yud Aleph. Ha'oisa sukkasa kiminsrith. Somebody who makes a sukkah like a teepee, that the walls come to a point. Osa samcha l'kaisel. Or he leaned one wall, kineged another wall. And again, you have no gog, you have no roof. Rabbi Eliezer Pesel. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's possible. Mimnesha ain l'gog. Since it has no gog. So therefore, it's not considered ohel, and it's not good for a sukkah. The Chachamim machshirim. The Chachamim say that it's kosher, even though it has no roof. But they hold ohel meshupa shmei ohel. A slanted ohel is considered ohel. So therefore, we'll consider like the top of these walls to be the tzchach, and if you make it out of things that are kosher for tzchach, you have a sukkah kshera. Machatzelas kanem gedoyla. If you have a large mat made out of reeds, asa lishchiva mekabelas tuma ve'emesachamba. If when you made it, you had in mind that you would use it for lying on it, then it's considered a kli. It's makabel tuma, and it's not good for tzchach. Lesichoch, mesachimba, ve'ena mekabel tuma. If you didn't have any specific intention in mind when you made it, then we consider it as if it was omed for tzchach, and it's not makabel tuma, it's not a kli, and it's kosher for tzchach, because people usually use a small machatzelas for shechiva, and a big machatzelas for tzchach. So therefore, a small machatzelas, if you made it without any specific intention, according to Tanakama, then that's considered if you did it l'shchiva and it's makabel tuma. But a big machatzelas, if you did it without any specific intention in mind, then we consider that as if it was done l'shem tzchach, and it's not a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer argues. He says, achak tana v'achak gedola. A small mat and a big mat have the same din. Asa l'shchiva makabelas tuma. Both mats, he holds, that if you made it stam without any specific intention, they're omeid l'shchiva. And therefore, it's makabel tuma. It can't be mesachemba. L'sichach, mesachemba v'ene makabel tuma. But if you made it specifically in mind to use it for schach, then it's not considered a kli, and can be mesachem with it, and it's not makabel tuma. Mesach sukkah, perek beis, mishnah aleph. Hayoshein tacha tamita b'sukkah. Somebody who sleeps under a bed in a sukkah. We're talking about a bed here that's 10 tefachim high, which is considered an ohal b'fnei atmo, a separate dwelling. Lo yotza yidei chovasa. It's not yotza the chova of sukkah. As this mito, which is considered a separate dwelling, is matzik between him and the sukkah, and it is not considered as if he is sleeping in the sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Noagin hayinu shahayinu yishenim tachas hamita. We were nohei to sleep under the bed in a sukkah in front of this kanim, and this kanim didn't say anything. Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah is a dearest kvah, we said in the parak before, and since he holds a sukkah has to be a dearest kvah, and since a mita is only a dearest arai, it can't be mavato a dearest kvah, and it is not mafsik between him and the sukkah. But the Rabbanan who holds that a sukkah has to be a diras arai, so if you sleep under a bed in a sukkah, which is also an arai, it's mafsik between him and the sukkah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maisa b'tavi avdos Rabbi Gamliel. There's a Maisa tavi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, Shahaya yashen tachat hamita, he was sleeping under the bed inside the sukkah. The Amar lahem Rabbi Gamliel is a kanim. Rabbi Gamliel said to this kanim, re'item tavi avdi, shahu tamid chacham, did you see my servant Tavi, who is a Talmud Chacham, v'yodea sha'avadim p'turim in a sukkah. L'fichach yashin hu tachat hamita. He knows that the servant is patur from the sukkah, as since women are patur from the sukkah, because it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama, and avadim are compared to women, like having all the mitzvahs, so an eved is also patur from the sukkah, and that's why he's sleeping under the sukkah. U'lefi darkenu l'mad. According to what he's saying, we learn, somebody who sleeps under a bed is not yotze. He holds, like the Rabbanon, that if you sleep under a bed in the sukkah, you're not yotze, and that's why Tavi slept under the bed.